Evet. Simon hey, Siftes. Gideon dealing with broken, dislocated the leg, leg bo hind leg bones or broken. Gideon should sleep on the hack choice aim on ceiling. If it's broken, and it's say it's poking out, and you have soft tendons in that spot, are not matzil. They don't. They're not going to keep it. They're not going to keep it from being trained because they're not strong enough to hold it in place. Kol Gideon mikri sleep on the hack choice, and the Ramah says that all Gideon are called Seif and Lahakshah. So none of them really are Matzil. Yud lohaya basa choifes rubo. If the flesh does not cover most of the bone, makom echad ella mislake ma'ak kan svivos etzen. There's a bit of meat here, a bit of flesh here. Oshu ma'akom echad ella shu merudad. It's in one place, but it's like shredded. O niklaf me'ala etzim, or it's coming off the bone. O shenital shlishiso yatachton, or the bottom third is gone. O nikiv, o nistak enematzilim. That if any of these things, it's not a solid piece of flesh of basar in one area of chayfis. We don't try to add up. It has to be. The point is that it's going to keep it. It's enough to go ahead and keep it in place. Anything else is just gonna it's not gonna keep it even in, and therefore it will be treif. If the flesh is rotted enough that it's that it would be in by a person that would be. What a doctor would scrape off, to get down to healthy flesh, then it's not that's also not matzil. This is a general klal. That's not called basar. Hargava ain anabikime basar sharifa gordo. We don't know the exact shear of that which a doctor would scrape off. Of course, every doctor is different, and who knows? I mean, back in the time of Chazal, they had it straight. If you see that it's starting to decay, then it's not matzil. If the basar was cut, it was slashed or with a knife, me'al shever. Kain tabas ve'igula, you cut a hole. Verove kefa mechusa on the top, on the top of the bone, where the shever is. I guess he was checking it out. Whatever it is, he cut a round hole, but the round the bone is still covered. Kshera. That's as long as the flesh is still attached to the bone. The muscle or whatever around, even if it's not attached on top. Your base, nishbar. If the bone is broken in a place that makes a treifa, v'chozer and the ksharah healed, then you do a im yatsa rubo, and you don't know if at one point rove went out im lav ksheira. You don't know. It can be samech on the fact that it was a chesed heter. And it's okay. Who shechazer l'mkoymoi harishim and yischaber shever im shever yachtav you do baku. That's if it went back into the place and it healed. So then that exact spot is not like really stuck on the side and crooked and I don't know what whatever. So then it's fine. I got a feeling who are dying av makom a shever, even if it's still it formed like a big knot of bone. Or it's a thicker part. Usually, after a shaver, bones a bit thicker there. And nikra adayin shenishbara kosher. And you can see that was a spot where there was an injury. still kosher until you know that rove broke and rove went out of the skin. Aval im lo chozel im but if you don't know if it went back to the to its original place, elashnei shivriya etzim. It's you see there's two bones, and here's, you know, the broken bone, instead of, you know, going back, it's like sitting like one on top of the other. Then it's still treif because it's not considered one bone and it's still considered not healed. And this is all talking right, it's still a chumra, because Taz points out that it's still a chumra to go ahead and to say, because the mice, it's healed. It's just you see that it's healed in a funny way. So it's the chumra of the Ma'arik. You shouldn't add to it. It in itself is a chumra. all right. So therefore, like the Taz says, that if it's not exact, but it's pointed, but they're somewhat attached and whatever, it's okay as long as it's not one on top of the other, then it's okay. That's as long as it's not by the tzomus agidin, by the place where all the tendons join. Of all the makom tzomus agidin, I in the kama, simon nivav, we'll see. Right. So the thing that the Shach points out it's Avram Adulzal, even if the thing is completely was at one point didn't pop out, but it was completely, you know it snapped completely inside and it was wobbly. If it did get healed, it's okay. that would be okay as well, I guess, if you bind it up or whatever, that will be okay. If it goes out completely and then they set the bone, that's not good enough. That won't work, because you know that it went out of the it broke out of the skin, rove. So then that wouldn't help. You gimel nimtza shavur ve'ein yodea imnasu v'chayim. Oh, la'achar misa. So let's say you got your leg bone. You're going to go ahead and eat it, and you notice that it's broken. The bone is broken in two. Imakun amak is shachor. If you see that the place of the mak is black, biyadua shenase mechayim, and you know that it happened mechayim, and therefore it's a problem. And if you can't tell, yeshma litlois mashadarsa ratzasa. Let's say someone stepped on it, or fell, any of these things. Tell him the hakel in lava sura mistafe, because here we have a reisa, here we have a reglaim the davar neged the cheskas heter. So therefore, kol safek you go lechumra. Now there is a discussion. The tliya is if you know that darsa ratsa, you know that the leg was stepped on after shechita. After shechita. Darsa or ratsa, it got smushed or was stepped on, something like that. You know that something happened to it. So even though you don't know for sure that it got stepped on in that spot, but you could be toila since there's a chazaka that things aren't treifa, so you could be toila of the fact something happened after shechita in the processing, and therefore it's okay. Just like, for example, if you get a chicken and you open it up the package and you'll see that the bone is broken and it's dark over there. So we just assume that, if a bone is broken, we don't say, okay, the chicken must be treif, because we can assume that we need to very common in, you know, in the processing. They throw the chicken, they salt it, whatever. Bones break. The bones break afterwards. The packaging, all these things, the bones break. If it's completely black, that could be. You should ask a shayla. Generally, I mean, listen, depends how black it is. If it's dark purple, I don't think it's shachar. Black, dark purple is unclear. So if it's unclear, then it could be told on the fact that probably it broke during packaging. So therefore, you know, that's a proper tliya. However, if there's no so just to clarify what the Achronim say over here, and it's a general claw when it comes to Cheskes Cheter, Cheskes Iser, is why the question they ask, why even Aser Misafek? If the Safek has a Cheskes Cheter, it should be Mutter. So what the Rishonim say, and the Achronim, the grubbings and the different Achronim bring, is that if there's Reglayim Ladavar, the emphasis is that since it's a strong suffix over here, and it is a strong, you know, reglaying the dover, this something, so that you see something happened, right? Unless we have something to a tliya to counteract it, then we're going to say that it is also. It's just a general rule that we're going to come across in many places. I think we've come across it before. Nun Vav starts almost a Gidin. Nitlut almost a Gidin. Now, what's almost a Gidin? Pirish. Machum Shah Gidin Niksharim Yachad Lashem Iba'adla Tamasech. It's the place on the, I'll do a crude drawing over here, where you have this is the hoof. All right, it's not really so clear, but this will be the hoof. And this is where the joint, which is, I guess, would be like our ankle joint, attaches. So that's called the tzomus agidin. Now, for example, we have by people, we have the Achilles, the Achilles tendon, and that's, you know, that attaches to the heel, and that's by the heel is the place where all the tendons from the leg attach, and if they get severed, then you can't, person can't walk. Right, so too by an animal, if the tendons get severed, so then they can't walk, and then therefore that's considered treif. Oh, shenistaku, either they're ripped out or they're just cut. Treifa, avabi shakol etzem kayam, even if the bone, everything is there, it's just the tendon was cut, then and it's treif. Based some of the gidin heim bebehema beetzem haimtzai klape chutz shazanav neifil alav. Now this is shitas Rashi. That this is the backs of the animal, so facing this way. So by the back of the animal, there's a big tendon, which is, I guess, comparable to our Achilles tendon, which goes down and attaches by the ankle, whatever you want to call it, arkuva. And then it's like sort of juts out. This is all covered by flesh, by skin. You can't. But once you open it up or take an X-ray, you'll see that there's a separation of muscle. There's a bit of muscle and tendon going up here, attaching up here, and this is the bone. And there's tendons over here, and there's tendons in the front. Now Rashi holds that, now the Gemara says that someone said Gideon, if there are three tendons which come together. So the question is, what does that mean? So the first shita is in Shulchan Aruch, is Shitas Rashi, is that the tendon is talking about the big tendon over here, and there's two other small tendons here which attach at one point. So that's, you know, this is the place of the tails on this side. Yesh b'sharimesh and klapim pnim, that's how the chalal behema, that's the shitas arrived, that is talking about there's a three smaller tendons in the front. So that's what the writer holds, that those are called somas agidin, because those are three amish, three together, whereas Rashi's is one big one, two small ones, and they only join together. And the Ramah says, and the Chabri Chor is also, you can also be masking, that we're machmir like both shitas. So therefore, if either of them are caught, either side, it's treif. Ava svar rishana hi ikar, and therefore makom hesek gedola, we would be samech on shitas Rashi, and we would not be machmir like the raivir, like the second shita that it's in front. Gimel he's chaltim lamala mei arkum. They started above from the arkum again was like the ankle bone. There's who etzem katan. Shemechaber hashoik larkuva. That's the small bone which attaches the shin to the or the calf to the joint there. I mean keres imarosh to attaches it to the bottom part, which is usually sold with the head. Ve'etzem zehu shemesachim bo atinaikos shakorin kugil. This is the bone that the kids play with, which are called kugil, which. Is actually another name for a kugelach, is another name for chamisha, what's called chamisha vane. So obviously this is an old game where they took little bones and played with them. I mean, that's not the knee, it's the ankle. Yes, by people we have a kneecap, but by animals it's down by the lowest one. There's actually a bunch of small ones, but that's why the mechaber says that this is the specific one, which is like in the middle. Whatever. L'malo mimenu mitzchabim mitzomsim gidim elu, and the tendons go up from this area. Ve'olim mispashtim b'shoik achim mitzvachim b'chozim keim balsar, and it's very tough and very strong, and they slowly widen out, and then gets absorbed into the flesh. The shok is the middle one. The shok is the middle, and the arkuva is the bottom one which attaches to the hoof, like the foot. Dalistiko nitlu kenegad arkum kshera. If there's a couple gidim which are right by the arkum, which are cut, it's kosher. Olamayla mei arkum hu makum she tabachim tolim bo treifa. Above. From the arkun, that's where they would hang the animal on a hook from there. So that's treif. Hey, shir arkam imakom shemaskin liyos tzimtzim, ad shemispashtim abasar behema gasa yudvav itzbos. Now the shir in the Gemara is given that's treif until it gets in a behema gasa 16 itzbos. That's where it gets absorbed into the muscle. Some say it's only dalitz bo. So behema daka l'nasu chachamim shir. By the behema daka, the chachamim did not give a shir. Ela marisan uvamisha shishkolz ban shehem lavanim kashim. As long as they're strong, white, strong tendons. Avim yeshem din tzomis agidim. They have the din tzomis agidim. But shehem aschilim nisrachech when they're starting to soften up. O shehem ketanim v'dakim. Or they get small and thin. Ain lahem din tzomus agidin. They don't have a din tzomus agidin. Makom she'ain levanim kolkach. In the place where they're turning, I guess pink or red or whatever. Levanim tzas mazhirim ke'ain zchuchis, and they're getting translucent. Lo havi tzomus agidin. That's not the tzomus agidin anymore. So if it gets cut over there, then it's okay. The Aruch HaShulchan and Achsam Achronim discuss about the turkey, the indik. Or English shahen or whatever. It's very funny because the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's a Tarnagol Hodu, so his Indic means from India, so he's understood it means actually India, but it's curious because that's what they call the Indian, so the people in Europe were a bit confused about where turkeys came from. But Al-Khupanim, which is a curious fact, Al-Khupanim, turkeys, if you ever buy a turkey, like, you see, you know that the gidin, the tendons, go all the way up inside.
The assumption is that turkeys come from America.
They come from America. Turkeys come from America. Yeah, they're only found in America.
So the confusion between American Indian and the continent of India is also applies to the turkey.
That's what happened. Anyway, so the turkey tendons go in, they go into the shok. Into the drumstick, into the polka, and they're still very tough and strong. You can't eat them. You can't So the question is, how far up is considered Tumas Agidin? So it seems a bit of a suffix. The Aruch HaShulchan understands that in that case, you go by measurements. You go halfway up the bone, and that's considered the Tumas Agidin because you have to go by measurement, and that's why the Rishonim say a measurement, because they understood there are animals which are possible to go ahead and have. And have tumas agidin, to have gidin which go all the way up and not really absorbed into the muscle. Aruch HaShulchan says that, you know, that the Rambam, he means the Rambam has a goal and goes with the measurement. And he says, well, it could be the Rambam. He had contact with India, so he saw the turkey. But what I want to say is what it means, it's a pele, is that Chazal understood that there might be animals which didn't necessarily exist, you know, around, but there are animals or birds which have gidin, which don't get absorbed into the muscle, which they didn't know about. That for me is kosher animals. That for me is a bit of a pella. Vav ish gidin achemish and ivloim be'elu bezachus and anakvus. There's other gidin which get absorbed in the, you know, whether, you know, whether it's they're inserted or they get inserted, whatever, they're not called tumas agidim, because only these three, or these strong ones which you mentioned before, those are tumas agidim. Zayin was finished. Zayin tumas agidim behemel gimel echad av shnayim dakin. One is very thick, and there are two thin ones. Nechta ha'av, the thick ones, cut levado materis. Nisha b'shnayim, even though there's two left, it's still okay. Nechtiku b'shnayim and dakim muteres. Shavei av gadol mishneim. There's, you know, the thick one's bigger than two. Very low nito kolatzoma. The area is not cut. Elamiyuto. Nechtach rubo shakol echa mehem treifa. Let's say it didn't go all the way through, but it's rov of the three. So then it is treifa ga. Hagid ha'av hu oisim shemafridin ishtolim behema. That's the one which is sort of separate. Like I showed, the thing is like a separate one when they hang the behema hu munach al shnayim, and that it's on top of the other two behem dvukim bebasar beetsim, and the other two are stuck onto the actual bone, the actual shin bone, and the other one's sort of separate, and that's called that's one which is av, a thick one. Thank you.